Finally today, if you have ever had your wallet drained by your or especially your teen's monthly texting bill, our next guest may give you hope. He is a Wisconsin teen who won $50,000 this week for his texting skills. Austin Wersky successfully defended his title as the fastest texter in America in the LG U.S. National Texting Championship. The championship was sponsored by the cell phone maker LG Electronics. And Austin is with us now. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, I know you're fast, but can you give us an idea of how fast you are?
I'm not exactly sure of this year's standings, but last year they calculated it with characters per second, and my fastest run last year was 6.2 characters per second.
Boy. And I understand that you did some heavy preparation for this. You sent 500 texts a day to your friends. Presumably they're your friends.
Yeah.
Are they still
yeah.
your friends after you sent 500 texts a day?
So. I may have annoyed them a little, but that's okay. They helped me practice, and it pays off, I guess.
So the contest had 3 rounds and 4 challenges, and I understand it. Blindfolded texting backwards? What?
There was a few rounds. I think there was 8 rounds. Some of them didn't count, though, because they were just practice ones.
Okay.
But I came in when there was 6 people left, so it was the top 7. And then the round that I came in on, it was a text blitz, which was a phrase would pop up, you'd text it, and if you got it wrong, it would flash at you and you'd have to redo it. Mm. But if you got it right, it would move on to the next phrase, and you did that 10 times, and the top 4 people advanced. So I made it to the next round, and then it was blindfolded.
And then it was blindfolded. So text blitz, based on speed, texting backward and blindfolded. And so what was the hardest for you?
I actually think the text blitz was definitely the hardest. It was the first round that I was there, and the people on the stage already went through a few rounds, so they were feeling pretty good. And I had to get up in front of a bunch of people in Times Square and defend my title. And I was just really nervous, especially with all the fresh faces. And I did really well, which was really exciting.
You know, you tweeted out earlier, or was on your Facebook page, a picture of your thumb, which is looking pretty nasty. Like, there's like a big chew mark in it. That wasn't from texting, was it?
Well, that picture was not my thumb. It was my index finger.
Oh, your index finger, right. Okay.
That was probably 5 months ago. My parents own a restaurant, actually, back where we're from in Rhinelander, Wisconsin, and I am a chef there. So I was cutting something up, and I sliced my finger, and so I was a little worried. I guess my texting career flashed before my eyes.
I bet it did. Don't they know that that's your instrument? What are they doing? I mean, come on, folks. Well, speaking of your parents, how do they feel about this? Was it tough to convince them that you should be a competitive texter? I confess it would have been hard to convince me. But
well, to be honest, they didn't believe me at first last year when I was doing the qualification process. They were like, yep, okay, Austin, you go ahead, you do that, and we're here for you. But they were still really skeptical until I finally got that call and said, you made it to New York. So I called my mom immediately, and I was like, do you want to go to New York with me? And she's like, oh my gosh, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah.
2-time defending champ. So what are you going to do with your prize money? I mean, I hope it's not going to all pay your data plan.
No, it's all going in my bank account with the other prize money that I've won, because I really need to save for college and I want to get most of it paid off for.
Well, congratulations to you.
Well, thank you.
What a great way to end your summer.
Yeah.
Austin Wersky won his second LG U.S. National Texting Championship yesterday, and he joined us from our NPR bureau in New York. You know, TTYL, Austin.
Well, thanks for having me.
And that's our program for today. Our intern this semester was Todd Whitney. Todd, keep in touch. The technical director is Neil Tevold. He had a hand this week from Sean Phillips. Our special thanks to engineering supervisor Kevin Langley. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The supervising senior editor is Portia Robertson-Migas. Our executive producer is Tashima Walker. And remember to tell us more, please go to npr.org and find us under the programs tab. You can find our podcast there. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Tell Me More NPR. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.